Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. I thank the Lord for another wonderful day that He's made, and the things that He's doing in it are great. I thank the Lord for every servant, everyone who has a heart to obey the Lord, their God and King. The Lord, we need to, a lot of things happen when people of God obey the simple instructions of God. I thought about how all of God's instructions that come to us, there are things that's easy for us to do. And if we don't let tradition or other people's expectations get in the way, the thing, when you analyze what God gives, it's always simple. And some people, they caught on and they act on what the Lord gives them. And it works. And now, like I always say, the only way to get to know Him is to trust Him and take Him at His word. To see it through the instructions of the Lord, to see them through, to act on them until it's all done. And then you learn things you can't learn any other way. It opens the door for you to gain new ground, gain new knowledge, new understanding that needs to be understood. Because sometimes what people are used to is just not enough. You know, the Pharisees thought they had it all. They thought they honored God. They thought that they were good in God's sight. But when Jesus came, you know, a lot of corruption had happened. You know, that the temple had become a den of thieves. They made people worse than they were. You know, people who listened to the Pharisees were stiff-necked. They were disconnected. They were not of God. But until the light came to expose it all, they rested in their mischief. And they falsely represented God. And I know that there are some people who are true. Like Nicodemus came to Jesus at night. Some people want what's right. But some people love position and prestige. The last website broadcast, I was talking about how sometimes churches split and divide because of prestige problems. Sometimes ministers want the preeminence and they'll leave a good church to go start their own church and try to steal members too. I've seen all in my walk with the Lord, I've seen all kind of things and situations and heard about it even worse. But the Lord, he has order. And when you follow Him, you'll be positioned where you're supposed to be. And I was at church yesterday and I thought about something that the Lord had told me a while back, many years ago, in fact, it was 1994. He was saying that when people, some churches are designed to help people grow and prepare people for ministry. And when this happens, when a pastor gets people ready to go out on their own, when that person leaves, the Lord will send a multiplied amount of people in their place, at least two. See, the multiplies to at least double. For everyone that He prepares and to do the work of the ministry and they leave and go start doing their own ministry, He'll send two more people to take their place. And He told me that. Because they're doing their job. All divisions is not wrong. It's just the ones that's divisive. The ones that try to sneak and tear people away. That's not right. And I said it was demonic, and it is. It's not of God. And people do it, and God in His great mercy work with people where they're at. And some people, remember, there are tares among the wheat. And if there's tares among the wheat, there's also misunderstanding among the Christians. Because tares are believable people. And Christians don't always know their best choice. They don't always follow God. You have to have strength and courage to obey God. And sometimes Christians miss it. And some ministries start wrong. They start on the left foot instead of the right. But thank God he can correct problems. Your false step is not the end of the world. And sometimes good people, they take things the wrong way and they start something. You still got to reap what you sow. Because if you sow it, you're going to reap it. But I thank God for he's able to put things back together. I was reminded of how when pastors do it right and they prepare ministers, I was saying that in the previous website broadcast that when ministers come, these are assets. The pastor can, if they put each one in the position that they should be in, it makes the church stronger and they grow better and faster. And some people are not going to be there for the duration. They're going to be trained there and they're going to branch out and become an extension of the church. They're going to have their own ministry. Their ministry will offshoot and it'll be its own entity. It'll be its own ministry. Remember, all anointings, all callings in every minister should be under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. The anointing is under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. He governs the anointing. He governs the call. What he calls you to do and be, he commissions it. So if he commissioned it, why should people start making their own decisions aside from the Holy Spirit? Now, they can do it, but they'll be operating in the permissive will, which is far less than the perfect will of God. The Lord called me to train people to go in the perfect will of God. It's far better. There are more blessings in it. There's more understanding, more knowledge, more rewards, longer life. It's in the perfect will of God. Now, the permissive will of God is not as good. It can't come close to doing what the perfect will of God can do. So I encourage people to follow him, and he'll set you up in this perfect will. And it takes time to get there, because some things you have to be trained for. You can't just walk in that door. You have to be trained for it and prepare, and then the Holy Spirit will open the door for you to walk in. And you have to walk in that door by faith. Some people try to stay where it's comfortable. They get to a plateau where they're comfortable, and this is a comfortable life. They've structured their life in that area, and they got friends there. They don't want to leave. They don't want to change. And when the Lord opened the greater door, they don't want to walk in it. They're afraid to walk in it. But that's what he prepared you for. Go in that door by your faith. See, if you try to operate in the anointing alone without faith, you're not going to get very far. Faith always activates the anointing, and it's activated on both sides. The anointed person activates the anointing as they're faithful, as they act on their faith, and as they act in obedience, which is also on faith. And the people who are receiving it, when they want it, they automatically turn that anointing on. And when they're in receptive mode, they activate people's anointing, and God calls the anointed people to say things they can't even imagine. Why? Because somebody activated their anointing. I activate pastor's anointing all the time. when he's talking, I'm listening. And I'm like, speak, Lord, I want to know. And he calls him to say some of the most awesome. Not just because of me, but I believe most of the church is that way, if not all of the members of the church. They want more. They want knowledge. So it comes. You can activate a person's anointing at your will if you want to. Even if it's somebody far away. Even if it's a recording. Because the Lord knew that you want more and you'd appreciate it. So he caused that person to say what was necessary in the first place. That may sound strange to some people, but remember, the Holy Spirit is better in thought than man. He thinks of all things. He can judge for every individual that will ever hear from that anointing. And he can cause that man to say what's necessary. So when people go back and listen to it again, they'll get some more revelation. That's why it's so important for you to hear God out. Now, but to promote, see, this broadcast I'm dealing with promotion versus pride or division. Some church splits, it's just because people got in pride. They got hurt. They got frustrated. They got out of agreement with the pastor. They thought they could do a better job. And they left wrong. Now, I remember years ago, Pastor Webb said something that I totally agree with. He said, when you leave a church, leave right. Do it right. Just do it right. Do it the right way. Leave for the right reasons. Make sure God is guiding you, not because you're frustrated. And if you're frustrated, just get it right. There's nothing wrong if you feel offended. Some people just leave without saying anything. If you really feel offended about something, go to your brother and talk to him. Go to your sister and talk to her. But that's embarrassing. Well, you got to deal with it. It may just, most of the time, it's just something that the devil started. It's not even true. It's not even close to the truth. They may not even know it. And people get in strife and it gets big in their eyes and they start looking at that instead of God and they make a decision and leave. It's not good for people to leave a good church. And some people say, well, I'm just going to go home and watch TV. That's convenient. That sounds good. And, you know, you're going to watch ministry on TV. Okay. But you're isolated. The Lord can be blessed people. Some people have to listen to the word on TV, radio, because they're sick and shut in. They may be too old to drive and they can't leave the nursing home. That's fine. But if you can go to church, Jesus said, go to church. We need church. People make their own rules. And their life is not as good as it could be. You get isolated and you start, you see, in this world, there are demonic forces that's trying to get you off balance, to get your eyes off the Lord so that your eye won't be single. And people that don't go to church, they complain more. They talk about what other people are doing more. They talk about what God is doing less. I watch. It's just the way it is. They talk about how people frustrate them at work. They talk about how people get on their nerves wherever they go. But people who are seeking God and they go to, they usually keep going to church because they blessed. And they don't have a reason to stay at home. They talk about what the Lord is doing. And some people that go to church talk about all the way people bug their life and aggravate them. But the people who love God and follow Him and obey His word, they don't talk about all the mischief that other people are doing as much. They talk about what God is doing. Because that's their primary focus. Whatever's in your heart is going to come out of your mouth. And then when they people agree when people sin and you know, everything get on their nerves. People go sin. They're going to do wrong. But that does not have to interfere with your joy. And people take the path of least resistance. If they can get you to do their job, they'll try it. If they can get you to do what they're supposed to be doing, they'll try it. That's just how people do things. But the Holy Spirit will show you how to not do other people's responsibilities. He'll show you how to help people without doing their job. People are looking for the path of least resistance. I'm sorry. It's just the world we live in. And Satan is trying to tear you down. And we need to go to church because people need to know God. We need balance. Because of all of the worldly things, it's easy to get out of balance. It's easy to, you'll think you're right, but you've gotten out of balance. Other people speaking by the Holy Spirit will help you. They'll confirm what the Holy Spirit is giving you. And they'll say things in a way that'll help you stay in balance and stay in the love of God. I do it. I follow God. Sometimes the Lord tell me things that I have to receive by faith. And as long as you're in faith, He'll confirm it by other people that operate by faith. So going to a good church can make the difference. I can't count the times Pastor McCann confirmed something that the Lord say. That's hard. Sometimes people take the wrong route. And the Lord taught me, I remember He said, don't teach foolish pastors. And I thought that was harsh. But around the same time, Pastor had a dream that Jesus was sitting in the church, at the temple, and the Pharisees were speaking, and people were falling asleep. And what He was saying was really not of God. And then Jesus just stood up in the congregation and said, anybody want to know God, come out in the parking lot. And it was based on that scripture. It was based on the scripture that Jesus spoke. And I saw the difference. Some people want to know God, some people don't. And people who are resistant to the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, when He speaks, they leave. I've seen it too many times. I don't even like to say stuff like, but I used to get puzzled. If the Lord, sometime when I, in the early years, when the Lord would tell me something, when I was around any minister, I would tell them about it. I would be excited because it was fresh information from the Holy Spirit. And it was of God. It was good. And it helped promote my life. But some ministers, when I talk about it, they always got something else to do and they leave. And I got puzzled. I said, what's going on? This is exciting information. How come they didn't want it? Or how come they acted like that? At first, I just kind of discounted it, but it kept happening. Everybody don't want the move of God. They want to do what they want to do. And some people feel offended if they look down on you and you say something that they couldn't receive from the Holy Spirit or didn't receive. But we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. There should not be any competition. I don't know why they left, but that's what happened. I have to assume that they didn't want what the Holy Spirit had to say. They acted just like Diotrephes when he didn't want John to come visit. Now, who wouldn't want Apostle John to come around? Apostle John was a great apostle, but he wanted the preeminence. And when people are foolish like that, they don't attract the Holy Spirit. Now, Absalom, I want to contrast what Absalom did and then how the Lord, he told Paul, he said, separate me, Paul and Barnabas, for a work. All right, they were separated. They divided away to go and do a work. But Absalom wanted to usurp the kingdom from David. Now, Absalom had a sister named Tamar. And he had a brother who loved her. Now, these were half siblings, but the brother loved the son. They aren't supposed to do that, but they did it anyway. Absalom's mother was not an Israelite woman. She was from another country. And David had a problem. He married these women from foreign countries. He was married to two Israelite women in the first place. And then he married these foreign women and he started having problems. Now, Absalom was a very handsome son that David had. And people like handsome people. They'll look at their beauty and they don't realize they're evil. You can't trust beauty. You can trust the heart. That the Lord, when the Lord shows you somebody has a good heart, yeah, you can trust them to a certain measure. If in chapter 15, it says, and it came to pass after this that Absalom prepared him chariots and horses and 50 men to run before him. Absalom rose up early and stood beside the way of the gate. And it was so that when any man had a controversy, came to the king for judgment, then Absalom called unto him and said, "Of what city art thou?" And he said, "Thy servant is one of the tribes of Israel." And Absalom said unto him, see thy matters are good and right, but there is no man deputed of the king to hear thee." Absalom said moreover, "Oh, that I were made judge in the land, that every man which hath any suit or cause might come to me, and I would do him justice." Now, he had started to supplant David. He got a following after him. Instead of doing what was right, he did this to usurp power. And you can read the whole story. Now, Absalom was upset because one of David's sons was in love with his sister. And then he had relations with her and he hated his sister. And Absalom was upset and he left. He had Joab in chapter 14. He had Joab to talk to David about Absalom. And then Absalom started coming around doing this in chapter 15. So what Absalom did was evil. It was demonic. It was wrong. When you study the whole account, it put Joab in a pretty bad situation. And he chased David. He had an army. He was trying to kill his father. His father didn't want to kill him. And Joab did not want this man to be king. And Joab took him out. And it broke David's heart. But I kind of sympathize with Joab, because when David died, this man will be king. And I mean, he put Joab in a pretty bad position. But when Joab had a chance, he killed him. His hair got caught in the tree, and Joab threw a spear at him and killed him. But anyway, what Absalom did, sometimes preachers do it. They leave wrong. They instead of leaving the right way in faith, in honor, according to the Lord's will, they do it that way. And what you reap, you have to sow it too. But what's of God? See, the Lord had, if we all listen to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we have to sometimes walk out of the realm of tradition, because tradition will always hold you back. In Acts chapter 16, my pages are stuck together. Okay, the Lord always do things with order, good order. And he, he had Paul and Barnabas to depart according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And here it is. It's chapter 13. Now, I noticed that when they did things, they always prayed. And they did exactly what God said do. And they had the most outstanding success, even in the face of opposition. Now, remember, they were building the church at this time. Chapter 13, verse 1 says, now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manon, which had been brought up with Herod and the tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, watch this. The Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed, they laid their hands on them and sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia. And from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had also John to their minister. Now, if I keep reading, you're going to see the wonderful works of God on their life. And the Lord showed them where to go. And all the opposition that came against them, they overcame it. And they went to jail, and they overcame that. They started a revival in the jail. An earthquake opened all the doors and nobody left because they were inspired by the way that Paul and Barnabas praised God. Now, when this, all the things that happened along the way is because they obeyed the Holy Spirit. They had good success. Sometimes the Lord will call people to a ministry, and it just and see when the Lord anoints you for a work, he has a path that you're going to walk if you follow it. As you obey the Lord, it'll unfold. And most of the time, almost 100% of the time, he will steer a ministry outside the realm of tradition. A pastor with a good heart that obey him, you'll see a move of God like you've never seen before. They don't do usual things. They do what's wise, what's truly wise, not just Who is the master of tradition in the first place? People do what they're used to. But when ministers come, the pastor will use them in their appropriate setting. Some of them are designed to stay. Some of them are going to go. But the ones that the Lord has a work for them somewhere else, when they get to that point, the Lord's going to start revealing and giving them information about where they're going to go. And once their training is complete, he's going to commission them. He's going to put it in their heart, and then he's going to tell the pastor too. Now, men can be very stubborn to the Holy Spirit. They like everything the way it is, and they start praying for the permissive will of God. All right? You can do that, but don't do that. Because the people that are going to be blessed by you, there are people in the path that's prepared to help you. See, with every ministry, it depends on what it is. There are people that's going to be in place to help you do it. All right. If you don't go where you're supposed to go, what are they going to do? You know, one scripture said the prophets don't live forever. We're on the earth for a while. One day, the pastor's going to have to go on to be with the Lord. But you'll do a greater work where you're supposed to be. And the Holy Spirit will define where you're supposed to be and when you're supposed to be there. When he's in charge, when you regard him, you know, remember, on earth, we're the boss. And the Holy Spirit is our guide, but he's never wrong. Wherever he guides you, you're going to have greater success. People are going to live. Things are going to happen that should happen. If you stay in the permissive will, it's not going to stay the same. Sometimes people trade the perfect will in for the permissive will, and the permissive will is not as good. All right. When the Lord promotes you, go where he's sitting. And then the pastor, the Lord done dealt with the minister to go. He's willing to go, but the pastor don't want to hold on to him. No, need to go where the Holy Spirit is guiding. And it's the person whose ministry it is, it's their responsibility to obey the Holy Spirit more than a pastor that don't want to let go. It's beautiful when everybody just do what God say do. And that's the message that I have for these pastors that I will go to. But everybody think they're smarter than the Holy Spirit. And they get in the way. And it's a high cost to pay for disobedience to the Holy Spirit. You can't, if you don't match time, you're in disobedience instead of obedience.